Emily struggled to keep her jet-lagged eyes open as she rocked in the passenger seat of her husband Henry's Jeep. She'd trotted all over the country in her career as a crime reporter, but now that she was in her mid-50s, teaching at St. Edward's College and writing true crime books was more her speed. She let out a yawn, which she'd been stifling throughout the memorial service. That poor young girl, dead. She'd sat in the pew behind the girl's parents. The mother smothered her tears in her husband's jacket sleeve. The father gripped his wife's hand, a life raft in a violent sea. Shuddering, she looked in the rearview mirror at Maddie, asleep in the back seat, and waited to see her breath rise and fall before turning to her husband.
Henry, no one said how Damari died.
I found that strange, too. Your guess is as good as mine.
Car accident?
Henry shook his head.
She didn't have a car. She walked a long way to get to work. Heard her say more than once how she hated getting all sweaty before her shift started.
A blonde head popped into his rearview mirror.
Are we there yet? Said Maddie. Do we have to stay long?
Teenagers. At least they weren't afraid to say what they were thinking.
We can't run in and run out.
Henry worked with poor Damari, and her parents are hurting badly. You saw them falling apart at the church. As soon as the words left her mouth, she questioned her own sensitivity. Maddie's wounds from witnessing her own mother's funeral were recent enough to be raw. Henry said,
I'm sure her parents regret the day they agreed to let Damari move to Vermont. If she'd stayed down in Miami, they wouldn't be burying their daughter.
Emily's stomach ached. If anything ever happened to Maddie, she'd been wrong in assuming most of her life that she lacked maternal instincts. Maddie had only been with them a little over a year, and she'd fight like a lioness to keep her safe.
How long did she work at the hospital? Asked Maddie.
She started working reception in the ER last summer. When the semester began, she cut back to part-time.
Henry chuckled.
I didn't think she'd make it past that first day. Must have been a full moon the night before. A screaming toddler with skittles stuck up his nose, a lady blowing up before her eyes from an insect bite, and a husband demanding Damari look up whether his insurance covered out-of-state emergencies while his wife bled all over the floor. Welcome to summer in Sugarberry Falls.